I'm not saying I'm going to rule the world or I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world. And that's our job, is to spark somebody else watching us.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cold World Podcast. I just got through watching the Raiders and the Niners game. It was a very interesting game. So, the 1-11 Oakland Raiders beat the 49ers. As a Raiders fan, I like the Bears and I like the Raiders. My observation is just really funny, is the Oakland Raiders have to be the happiest 2-11 team in sports. Has to be. So when they got their first win a few weeks ago, it was folks celebrated like they just won the Super Bowl. That's what's up. And then when they beat, they beat their biggest rival. Not biggest rival. It depends on how you look at it. You could say their biggest rival is Denver or whatnot because they're in the same division. But if you live in Oakland or the Bay Area in general, the Niners and the Raiders are their fans hate each other. It is pure hate. So not only did they beat their biggest rival, they effectively knocked them out the playoffs. Only in Oakland, yo. Only the Oakland Raiders could be the worst team in football and the happiest. You gotta love sports. It gives you these weird sensations. Anyway, so that just happened. And you just heard my phone going off a lot. It's from Niner fans because I had comments for some of those people and then they making comments back. I'm not even going to look at them. I'm going to stay in good spirits as I have started this podcast out with. So the last few weeks, man, I've talked about things going on in this country, which is something I always do. But it's just been about racism. It's been about all the things. That's just what's been happening. That's it. Just the last few weeks, our country's just been feeling the aftershocks from the deaths of Mike Brown and Eric Gardner. And it's more so like the inability to hold anyone accountable in either of those events. Like, that's what just led to all these national and international protests. So I took part in some of these protests here in Oakland. Rain or shine, man. It's out there. I firmly believe that something needs to change. I really, truly do. So I went out there. But at any rate, now I am definitely paying for it. Your boy is dead sick. You might be able to hear it in my voice. I've been out of commission since about Wednesday, to be totally honest with you. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm sipping peppermint tea right now. It's not just because I'm elegant, kicking it with the English man. No, just really sick. And so I still want to definitely do this podcast. And I just had a ton of things to do, man, Friday and Saturday. You know what I accomplished? Nothing. Just pretty much the bare minimum. That's all I was able to accomplish Friday and Saturday. That to-do list was just there for show. I was just practicing my handwriting. That's what that was. Cause none of that stuff happened. I was at work, but you know, you at work and you your head is cloudy. You can't really focus. That's what it was. So this means, people, that I am quite literally sick of racism. Racism has made me sick. I wonder if the person that coined that saying actually got sick from something. It was you know what? I'm sick of these wages, but they was really sick and really ailing. So I am officially sick of racism. How many of you can say that you sick of racism? Hope this NyQuil works tonight. So, yeah, man, I've really been in bed like all weekend. It's worth it, though. I do it all over again. It's a really important time for our country. But, folks, I've written multiple articles over the past years that are still relevant now on this topic around some of the things that's going on. You can search Huffington Post, Charles Cole, and they'll all just magically pop up. The power of the internet, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. It just does all these things. It just holds all this stuff. You don't even have to go to like a library nowhere. You don't have to look up microfilm or microfiche. You don't have to do none of that. You just go to a browser and you just type in four words and all this stuff that I typed up and spent a lot of time working on. Just pops right up. You can do whatever you want to with it. So with that being said, Black Lives Matter. I can't breathe. So, but that just makes me think of other things, right? Like, what happened to Ebola? Remember Ebola? Like, do you remember that thing that just, I mean, the world was about to implode. We was like 7 seconds away from the end of the world. Like, what happened to that? That was like 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, if you sneezed, everybody thought you had Ebola. Does our country really have ADD that bad? Do we? Like, what issue can we actually hold on to further than, like, a few news cycles? I mean, do we really just listen to and do what the good old telly tells us to do? I'm just really curious. That's just the question. Like, people ask about Bill Cosby, like, why don't you say that then? Because people going to forget about it in a few weeks. Whether he did it or not, I don't know. I have no idea. But when people decide that they don't want to talk about it no more, then that's what's going to happen. You're just not going to hear about it. It's going to go away. Like Ebola. That thing that was supposed to eat your face off. It was like Ebola watch. It was Ebola this. It was Ebola that. Ebola just magically disappeared. Bill Cosby came up. And then like stuff in the news popped back up around, you know, Ferguson. And people just, can folks really not hold multiple events in their minds and hearts at the same time? Don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, we just had the midterm elections that was disastrous for Democrats. And disastrous for what, right? It was like nobody wanted to vote Democrat. Nobody wanted to stand next to Barack Obama. And it's like this week, I went and saw gas is well under $3 in certain places. I live in the Bay. You know, I can get gas for two something? Word. Oh, wait, there's that whole healthcare thing that happened and like gave millions of people healthcare that would have never had access to it before. Something we've never been able to accomplish in this country in the past. Huh. Okay, cool. The most wanted man in the world's history of Osama bin Laden, like, he's no longer a threat. Like, there are just all these things that happen. Oh, there's some movement on that whole immigration thing. Republicans don't want to move with him, so he just got to move on his own. I just don't know what that man needs to do to be able to win. And, oh, I'm sorry, this is the biggest jobs gain we've had in a long, long, long time. Like, if you count all the Bush and all that stuff from when he first came in, we got some of the most jobs that we've ever had in the private sector. Giving them out. They're giving out jobs like candy, B. But it was like, no, Obama is terrible. Nobody can like, no, don't speak for me, sir. It's all good. I will do this whole Democrat rally by myself. Like, our country has like severe ADD. Do y'all remember what I opened the show with? Do you? I'm just kidding. I'm asking, you know what I'm saying? Because if any indication, if the world is any indication, not the world, I would say United States. I don't want to put other countries in this bubble. I don't want to put other countries in this place of being a five-year-old kid that plays with one toy at a time and then loves that toy, begs for that toy, gets that toy, and then 3 minutes later when the batteries get a little weaker, puts that toy down and never looks at it again. That's how Americans act. We are a privileged place that we don't have to think about stuff like that. You know, like, if you live in West Africa, like, you can't just not think about things like Ebola. You can't just not think about things like killer mosquitoes. Like, malaria just doesn't necessarily just go away for you. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. We live in a blessed place. I'm saying. It's really interesting, though. But there's a lot of reason to celebrate. We are now in just the best season ever. It's Christmas, man. It is the greatest holiday of the year by far. I start my Christmas countdown. Like, it is officially Christmas season for me after Halloween. I'm not a big Halloween dude. I've never really celebrated it. I didn't celebrate when I was a kid. I thought it was cheesy. Like, maybe because the type of costumes that I had, my mom was like, yo, we're going to take this sheet and we're going to cut these eyes out and you're going to rock with it. It's like, no, thank you. Like, just give me like a little cheap mask. I'll go get some candy and I'm good. I'm good. If you was getting some Snickers, you was on. You was winning. You know, folks was handing out like loose candy corn, which I hated at the time. I actually love candy corn now, but I digress. Anyway, so November 1st for me is the official beginning of the Christmas holiday season. It just is. I love it, man. I am a Christmas tree junkie, yo. Like, Christmas tree lights, angels and stars up top on that tree, Christmas songs, ugly sweaters. I am all about that. All about that. And since I'm such a gangster, listen, since I am such a thug, that word does not scare me. I will travel to different neighborhoods to see Christmas trees and houses and lights. Like, I will go to Jack London or to Emory and just sit there and look at Christmas trees because that's what gangsters do. For people that are like sensitive to terms like gangster and thug, that's a joke. That is like sarcasm about the gangster stuff. Not that the Christmas stuff is not a joke. That's where you can find me when I start feeling better. Actually, maybe even before I feel better, I will sit out there at that Christmas tree and spend a whole lot of time just in front of it, just staring at lights. I love it. I am mesmerized by it. Now, I don't have a Christmas tree in my house, and you might ask, well, how you this big of a fan? I mean, yo, them joints is $150, B. Like, that's a lot of money for a dead plant. That's all. Like, I'm just saying, the plant is dying. This is a lot of money, and I'm only going to have you up for a little bit. And it's all these beautiful things, these beautiful trees that I can go look at that somebody else that, I do pay for Christmas trees and lights. My tax dollars pay for that stuff that the city puts on. I need to double check that. I'm not sure. But that's what I'm going with. So, yeah, so take that. I don't buy the little dinky tree for my house. I go and I do the real thing. How about that? Get off my head. Get out my pockets. Broke out here in these streets. Yo, I remember waking up like crazy early and running to the tree I would find my name. I would find, you know, gifts with my name on. I had a little brother and sister. So, you know, you got to move them out the way. Like, you get to get them the elbow. That's the only day they can get the elbow. It's just like, bow, move. It's like a hockey match. We like running for a loose puck and I'm just like clearing out everybody. And I had an advantage. I'm like 6 years older than my brother and 8 years older than my sister. They didn't stand a chance. Didn't care about none of that. I'm just saying. And so, like, I would, like, find my name, and then I'd just be ripping through the paper, and, like, I'd be trying to get there, you know? It's like, man, I think I know what it is. And then you open it up in some socks. Some socks, B. Yo, you don't make a 9-year-old boy that's chomping at the bit. Like, you don't make him open up some socks, man. Just give him the damn socks. Like, socks and underwear are important. But not to a 10-year-old, 9-year-old boy that's like couldn't sleep the night before. Like, they just up shaking like heroin addicts trying to kick a drug, yo. Like, you don't give them socks. You don't do that. That's just not right. I'm just saying, don't waste your time rapping it, and then don't make that kid waste time like opening it. You know, I think I figured it out though. I'm convinced that my parents did it to like amuse themselves, right? Like, real talk. No, seriously, real talk. Like, they had an over under on how many bags of socks and drawers I needed to open before I just started crying hysterically. I really think that that happened. I think my dad was probably like, "Hey, Renata, three bags of socks," and he'll be crying like a little baby. You know what? Let's just hide the rest of the toys too. Let's wrap the toys, but we're gonna hide those in a different place, and all we're gonna put up is just like the socks and underwear. Let's just see how much crying can happen. I really think that my parents had that conversation. I would probably do something like that. But I think that's what happened. It's not funny. It was not funny. Okay? It was traumatizing. Every time I open a gift now, I think it might be some socks. The gift could be something small, like an earring, I think it's some miniature socks in there. I am officially traumatized in this piece. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Yo, but there's this YouTube. You thought that was bad. There's this YouTube of this kid that had really bad grades. Oh my, it was the funniest thing ever. So let me just set up the story for you. Let me tell you the story. So there was this little boy, and he got the package. He came home. I think it was Christmas. For these purposes, I'm going to say it's Christmas. But it could have just been for his birthday. But this was just hilarious. So he's like opening his gift. He's like super excited. He is ripping through the plastic, yo. He is ripping through the paper. He's just trying to get to whatever is under this gift. He is definitely chomping at the bit. And then he sees, I don't know if it was a PlayStation or an Xbox, but he sees like the emblem. So he sees like the little emblem. Let's say it's an Xbox, right? And he sees it. So he gets even more excited, and they like open it up. So as soon as he saw the emblem, yo, it's like somebody gave this kid a speedball. He lost his mind. He lost his mind, yo. So he opens it and is empty except for a report card with like all F's on it. Classic. Classic. Yo. Yo, listen. In a world, I've had this conversation before with people. In a world where people look at you funny if you spank your kids, if you like ridicule your kids or whatever, I don't know, people just raise their kids differently. And I've already said I don't get into these conversations with some folks around how to raise their kids, because you're not going to tell me how to raise mine, right? But yo, you know, like, the guts it takes to like go through with that. I could just see it. Hey, Johnny, come on, man. What you need? Like, we got to do this homework. I'll sit down and do this homework with you. Nah, man, I ain't got no homework. Come on, Johnny. You can't, every day after school, you can't say you ain't got no homework. Like, you can't, that just ain't the truth. Nah, mommy, I ain't got no homework. Go to the school. Johnny's had all his homework. He ain't did none of it. Oh, yeah, and by the way, he told me to shut up the other day. Thank you. And then his parent, you know, it's like, I want to like really put hands on Johnny, because you don't talk to teachers like that. You don't lie to me. You know what? It's 2014. Like, you can't hit kids no more, apparently. Like, you can't spank a kid. I'm not saying beat a kid, but I don't know. You can't raise your voice at kids no more, apparently, to some people. Whatever. You like, I mean, I guess if we're not giving out trophies no more, keeping score in sports games, I don't know what the world's coming to. But anyway, so she's like, you know, I got it. That's all good. Johnny, I got you, Johnny. So, like, she goes out and, like, gets a box. Gets an Xbox box and wraps it up and gives it to that kid. Yo, I'm one for, like, I believe in gestures. That is a hell of a gesture. So, I don't know. I think that kid got better grades after that. I don't know. I have nothing. There's nothing to tell me that he did.
I just think that that happened. So that is hilarious, man.
I was crying when I saw that.
Oh man, hold on. I told y'all that the weather got me all that protesting. I gotta sip this tea.
I'm not editing that out either. Takes too long. And I like an organic podcast. I love it.
Oh man. So
I've missed this podcast. I get really excited. I might have to like do a show during the middle of the week. Cause something happened, I get really excited and want to tell you about it, but I try to keep the schedule. I just write it down and like hold on to it, and then I change my mind. But I missed y'all. I thought about you all. It's been really dope being on iTunes, been getting feedback from people I have no idea who they are and never heard of before in my life, and it's kind of cool. If you got a comment and you want to leave it, you can find me on, I'm on all of them. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But Twitter and Instagram is at @CColeIII. So that's at @CColeIII. And my email address is at @CColeIII. No, I'm sorry. It's CColeIII@gmail.com. Get mixed up with all that stuff. So CColeIII@gmail.com. You have been listening to the Cole World Podcast. Thank you for joining us. And I'll be back next week. Peace.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come.